In a report to Sackville Town Council on Monday, Recreation Manager Matt Pride recommended that 29 different organizations receive a combined total of just under $82,000 in grants, ranging in size from $400 to $8,000. The total requested funding was over $131,000, which is down from previous years, Pride told Council.
That's the first time since we've implemented the new Community Development Grants Program that we've had a decrease in requests. A lot of that is probably due to the uncertainty surrounding COVID-19.
The total community grant funding recommended is less than what was budgeted for the year by just over $6,000. That shortfall was intentional, explained Pride.
We felt as staff that in the interest of fiscal responsibility and the uncertainty around COVID, that we evaluated the applications based on the matrix and the score that they received. And we felt that the $81,000 plus was enough money to be able to meet all the needs of the organizations. And we didn't feel like it was necessary to spend the full $88,000 at this time.
For full disclosure to our listeners, CHMA's Attic Broadcasting applied for $15,000 in operational funding under the grants program for the first time this year and was not recommended for funding. Neither of CHMA's reporters were involved in the grant application process. Another new applicant for operational funding was the newly formed Intangible Culture and Heritage Council of New Brunswick, an organization founded by Levy on the Lake producers Shelley Chase and Stacey Reed. The group asked for $10,000 in operational funding, but was not recommended. The group also applied for a special events grant and did receive a recommendation for $4,000 under that category. CHMA will have more on the proposed Levy on the Lake for 2021 on tomorrow's show. Matt Pride said that staff decided the Intangible Cultural Society belonged in the same category as other festivals in town.
Staff saw them as a similar program to Sappy Fest and the Sackville Early Music Festival, where they do offer or are looking to offer smaller events and productions and concerts throughout the year, but the $4,000 is primarily for the larger event.
$4,000 is the maximum amount available under the special events category, explained Pride, though there is no limit on operational funding requests. Sappy Fest is also recommended for $4,000 in funding in the special events category, and the Center for Artistic Achievements, which presents the Sackville Early Music Festival, is recommended for $3,800. The largest recommended recipients for operational funds are Sackville Minor Hockey at $8,000, Tantramar Heritage Trust at $7,500, and the Sackville Skating Club at $6,000. Live Bait Theater and the Sackville Swim Club are each recommended for $5,000 in operational funding. A new project recommended for funding this year is Ensemble Moncton's new harm reduction vending machine to be installed soon at the Sackville United Church. Ensemble asked for $3,900 in funding to install the machine, said Pride.
There's renovations being done or already done there to allow 24/7 access to the machine. And it would, the machine would include things like unused needles, sanitary products, condoms, education materials, and possibly even snacks.
That was Recreation Manager Matt Pride presenting to Sackville Town Council on Monday regarding the proposed funding for this year's community development grants. This coming Monday, Council will be asked to approve just over $81,650 in grants for 29 different local organizations. For CHMA News, I'm Erica Butler.